ओम ज्ञान चमरंदस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णाभृष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चाध्यादेशदायिने पञ्चकल्पद्रुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोस्तुते तप्तकञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दवनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वेलकम एवरीवन We are continuing our discussion from 2 days ago. I think everyone knows, was Radhashtami. Srimati Radharani's birthday. Urojina Srimati Radharani. So on Friday, on Radhashtami, we discussed a little about Radha Tattva. How Srimati Radharani is the Hladini Shakti in all its degrees of condensation.
To w jaki sposób Srimati Radharani jest Hladini Shakti, wszelkie rodzaje.
Condensation. Compactness.
Wszelkie rodzaje skupienia tych cech.
When you have milk, you boil it down, you have condensed milk.
Kiedy gotujemy mleko, wytwarza się skondensowane mleko.
It gets thicker and thicker and thicker.
I ono jest coraz bardziej zagęszczone i coraz bardziej zagęszczone.
The thicker it is, the more interesting it is.
Im bardziej jest zagęszczone, tym bardziej jest interesujące.
Srimati Radharani is Krishna's internal energy, but I was trying to say on Friday that does not make her something impersonal. You should think of energies as something impersonal.
Srimati Radharani jest wewnętrzną energią Krishna. I kiedy tak mówimy, to myślimy, że coś takiego jest impersonalne, ale to nie jest wcale impersonalne.
So many times Srila Prabhupada would give the example of electricity and this, the electrical powerhouse.
Wiele razy Srila Prabhupada dawał przykład elektryczności i elektrowni.
So, actually in this example of powerhouse and electricity, both elements appear impersonal.
W tym przykładzie zarówno elektryczność, jak i elektrownia wydają się impersonalne.
But as Prabhupada would say, behind that powerhouse or in the powerhouse is someone who is controlling it.
Ale tak jak Śrīla Prabhupāda mówił, w tej elektrowni i za tą elektrownią stoją osoby, które ją kontrolują.
When we speak of Śrīmatī Rādhārāṇī, Radha being the internal energy of Krishna, that doesn't mean she's like electricity, something impersonal.
Tak jak mówił, że Radharani jest wewnętrzną energią Krishna, nie znaczy to, że ona jest czymś impersonalnym.
But rather she is, well, we might say she is what makes Krishna into the person that he is.
Ale raczej to ona właśnie powoduje, że Krishna jest taką osobą, jaką właśnie jest.
Because the person who is Krishna is the lover of Śrīmatī Rādhārāṇī.
Właśnie ta osoba Krishna jest kochankiem Śrīmatī Rādhārāṇī.
And vice versa, of course, Śrīmatī Rādhārāṇī is the beloved and can say the lover of Krishna.
Również vice versa, Śrīmatī Rādhārāṇī jest ukochaną Krishna, można powiedzieć, jego kochanką.
Two technical terms are used. One is Vishaya and the other is Ashraya.
Są użyte dwa terminy określające to, Vishaya i Ashraya.
So Vishaya means object.
Vishaya oznacza obiekt.
And it is said that Krishna is the Vishaya Alambana.
Mówi się, że Krishna jest Vishaya Alambana.
And Radharani is the Ashraya Alambana.
Radharani jest Ashraya Alambana.
Alambana means foundation.
Alambana oznacza podstawę.
Podstawę. Foundation of what? Foundation of prema, of love.
Czego jest podstawą? Jest podstawą prema, miłość.
So, the relationship between Radha and Krishna is in a sense defining them both. The relationship between Radha and Krishna is, in one sense, defining both of them, both Radha and Krishna. They are defined by their relation to each other.
Ten związek pomiędzy Radha and Krishna definiuje obydwie te osoby.
And as we also discussed, there is a kind of oneness and a kind of difference. There is difference in form.
Istnieje różnorodność w formie.
And there is oneness in mood.
I również jedność w nastroju.
But there is also, although there is oneness in mood, it is not a boring uniformity of mood.
Pomimo tego, że istnieje jedność w nastroju, to nie jest jakaś nudząca.
In fact, it's just the opposite. The love of Radha and Krishna is always ever increasingly interesting, fascinating, exciting.
Wręcz przeciwnie, ta miłość, ten nastrój jest coraz bardziej zwiększający się i interesujący i fascynujący.
And it was because this is the case that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's the case that therefore Krishna decided to appear as Lord Chaitanya.
Właśnie z tego powodu Krishna postanowił pojawić się jako Pan Chaitanya.
In order to experience that excitement in a way which he was not able to experience as Krishna.
Po to, by doświadczyć tego podekscytowania, którego nie był w stanie doświadczyć jako Krishna.
And so we have this this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shiradhaya pranayamahima kidrisho vama yaiva svatyo yenadbhuta madurima kidrisho vama diya Shokyam chasya madanubhavata kidrisham veti lovat. tatbhavarya samajani sachi garbhasindau harindu, describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's three aspects of his internal purpose in appearing.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is maybe a ten verse of Vyashnava Samsu aspect pojavinya się pana Chaitanya.
Initially, or the first of these, pranaya mahima, kidrisha, what is this? And what sort is this, is the greatness of this pranaya, this love, this affection? Pranaya means love, it also means affection, it also means confidence. We speak of the confidential relation of Radha and Krishna. Confidential. It's something you don't tell everyone. It's secretive. But of course, in Vrindavan, everybody knows about the love of Radha for Krishna and Krishna's love for Radha. So much so that they are all participating in that secret love, one way or another. And so, for example, it happens that when Radharani is coming to Nandagram every day to cook for Krishna, Mother Yashoda sees this stunningly beautiful young girl. And after all, she's cooking for Krishna, so she thinks, wouldn't it be nice if she would be betrothed to my Krishna? And she couldn't get this idea out of her head. And so one time what was in her mind came out in her actions. When she suddenly took some turmeric powder, added some water, made a paste, and took Radharani's by the hands, and while smiling very charmingly, smeared both her hands with turmeric. And with this, she was giving her blessings that she become the bride of Krishna. Now, imagine, if you will, what Radharani thought. She was terrified. Terrified? Well, yes. She was probably also very joyful, but she was terrified. And what was she terrified of? Public opinion. What will everyone say? So Kajdapovya. And so she ran back to Varshana. But before she got to Varshana, just before she found one pukur where she washed her hands.
Tam dobiegła, tam znalazła takie jeziorko, które umyła ręce.
because this turmeric smeared on the hands, in India, this is the standard signal that a girl has been betrothed, that an agreement has been reached between her parents and the parents of her husband-to-be.
W Indiach jest to standardowa oznaka, myślę, ten turmeric na rękach, że dziewczyna została zaręczona i zostało osiągnięte porozumienie między rodzinami.
So, if anyone sees her with these yellow hands, they're going to say, oh, you've been betrothed?
I ktokolwiek zobaczy takie żółte ręce na turmeriku, pomyśli, o, zostałaś zaręczona.
Rentsa Tumarikov. So she wanted to destroy the evidence. So she washed and she washed and she washed and she washed as best she could, but it wouldn't all come out.
Still young.
Anyway, what could she do? It takes weeks for turmeric to really come out of the hands. So there was some, I mean, it wasn't difficult to see that they were yellow. So when she came back home, immediately Vrishabhanu and Kirtidas saw, oh, your hands are yellow, turmeric, ah, you have been betrothed.
Przyszła do domu, to Kirtida i Vrishabhanu powiedzieli, o, masz żółte ręce, zostałaś zaręczona.
And of course it could be to no one other than Krishna.
I oczywiście nikomu nie wiem, tylko Krishna.
Very nice. So they were so happy, they decided, okay, it's a done deal.
Więc byli tak szczęśliwi i zadowoleni, że potwierdzili.
Because the parents of the girl are always very happy when the daughter is betrothed to a nice young man. So, as is the standard, Vrishabhanu prepared a plate full with nice, valuable gifts. Jewels especially, and had it sent to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda as a token of completion of the agreement and happiness.
Jak to bywa z zwyczają, Vrishabhanu Maharaj przygotował wspaniałą tacę z prezentami, różnego rodzaju klejnotami, które wysłał do Nandy Maharaja jako potwierdzenie.
So plate is being sent to Nanda and Yashoda in Nandagram, and of course there are no secrets. When you see something like that, you know what's going on. So within seconds, the whole of Braj knows what's happening. Because in Vrindavan, in Braj, the Gramya Katha is the Krishna Katha. The Krishna Katha is the Gramya Katha. There's no difference. Yes, Gramya Katha means village talk, gossip. So in Vrindavan, the gossip is about Krishna. What's Krishna up to now? Oh, Krishna's getting married! Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Everyone's very happy. So, the plate comes to Nanda and Yashoda, this big plate with all these jewels. And so now it's their turn to reciprocate also with something like this, plate of jewels.
I właśnie ta praca, wielka praca z klejnotami przybyła do Nandy Jasiody i teraz jest ich kolejne zajmienie prezentu.
But they didn't have all this such jewel opulence on hand as Vrishabhanu was able to manifest. What to do?
Oni nie posiadali tak od razu takiej wielkiej ilości klejnotów.
So Krishna had a solution.
Krishna rozwiązał to.
He took some of those jewels from Vrishabhanu and he took them out in the garden and he planted them.
Krishna wziął kilka z tych klejnotów od Vrishabhanu, poszedł do ogrodu i zasadził je.
You can try this yourself, see if it works.
Możecie sami spróbować, sprawdzić, czy to działa.
If it doesn't work, well, what to do? It's not Braj, it's not Poland, it's Poland. But who knows? Maybe it will work.
Co zrobić, jeśli nie działa? No to jest Polska, to nie jest wiedza, ale kto wie, może zadziała.
With enough faith, everything is possible. So from these jewels sprouted nice jewel plants. So problem solved. As usual, Krishna was solving all the problems in
Vrindavan.
Now, Mother Yashoda, she of course was the one who started all of this. At one point she decided, let's go visit Purnamasi and get her blessings. Because Purnamasi, she is grandmother.
Ponieważ Purnamasi jest
grandmother.
Jest babcią.
Babcią. Yeah, so she goes to babcią. And she asks for her blessings for this nice wedding.
Zgadza się do babci po to, by otrzymać błogosławieństwo na ten wielki ślub.
And Purnamasi, she comes from a family of astrologers. So she's an astrologer herself. So she says, oh, wonderful. Well, let's just have a look at Krishna's chart and Radharani's chart. So she looks and she says, when did you want to have this ceremony, this wedding? And Yashoda said, well, as soon as possible. She looked at the charts and she said, well, if the marriage would happen now, it would not last. I would say, let's put it off. We can talk about it later, but it's not for now. So in this way, the whole idea was forgotten. All this excitement, and then it was all diffused by Purnamasi, by this little trick. And then the subject was never brought up again. So Pranayamahima, the glories of Radha's love, Adbhutamarima, Kidrisha, the wonderful sweetness of Krishna. What is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to know.
Czytanie Mahaprabhu chciał już dowiedzieć się, czym jest ta wspaniała słodkość Radharani, miłość
do Krishna. Because this is experienced by Radha. How can Krishna experience his own sweetness? He is Krishna.
Więc w ten sposób właśnie Krishna doświadcza tej słodyczy miłości dla siebie przez
If you think about it, we never really know how anyone else experiences us.
Jeśli nad tym się zastanowimy, to nigdy nie wiemy, w jaki sposób inni doświadczają nas.
It can be a little bit mind-boggling to think about.
Takie bardzo kłopotliwe dla nas, żeby to zrozumieć.
Yeah, I mean, we think we know ourselves so much, but we have actually no idea what others, how they experience us. We may have an idea what they think of us, something like that, but the actual experience we don't have.
My myślimy, że sami znamy siebie, ale nigdy nie wiemy, w jaki sposób inni doświadczają nas.
So, Krishna is proposing to venture outside himself to experience himself.
Tak więc Krishna postanowiłby wyjść poza siebie, żeby zrozumieć, w jaki sposób z zewnątrz rozumieją jego.
Well, he can do that sort of thing, after all. He is Krishna.
Może zrobić to, ponieważ on jest Krishna.
He is the all-powerful Lord, the source of all energies.
On jest wszechpotężnym źródłem wszystkich energii.
And he can make these energies work in any way that he wants.
Może spowodować, że te energie działają w jakikolwiek sposób, jak chciał.
And simply by his desire he can realize whatever he desires.
I poprzez swoje pragnienie może zrealizować to, czego pragnie.
And yet he is saying, he is admitting a kind of limitation. I cannot understand Radharani's love, her experience of me, unless I become her.
Jednak wyraża to swoje ograniczenie, że nie może doświadczyć tej miłości, którą Radharani posiada do niego, dopóki nie stanie się nią.
And then the third question that he has, maybe we can make more space by moving this way for others who are coming in.
Może przesunęlibyśmy się troszkę do przodu, żeby osoby wchodzące mogły wejść do środka. Zapraszam na wszystkich bliżej.
So the third question in Krishna's mind, why he wants to appear as Chaitanya, is Sokyam cha asya mat anubhavata kidrisham. What is that joy, sukha, she experiences? What is the happiness that she experiences upon experiencing me, Krishna?
I trzecią rzeczą, której chciał doświadczyć Krishna, którą chciał zrozumieć, było to, w jaki sposób, jaka to jest radość, kiedy Radharani doświadcza Krishna.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who's explaining all of this in chapter 4 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, emphasizes that there is a difference between lust and love.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami w czwartym rozdziale Chaitanya Charitamrity opisuje to, omawiając to, jaka jest różnica pomiędzy miłością i pożądaniem.
Now, we usually think of these as kind of opposites.
Zwykle myślimy o tym jako o przeciwieństwach.
But they do have something in common.
Ale jest to pewien wspólny czynnik.
The example is given of different metals. You have on one extreme you have iron and on the other extreme gold in terms of value and beauty.
Jest przy tym podawany przykład dwóch metali. Jeśli chodzi o ekstremalne cechy
In terms of beauty and value.
o pięknej wartości. Jest to przykład żelaza i złota.
So iron can be compared to lust.
Żelazo może być porównane do pożądania.
And like lust, like iron, they can be very strong.
Tak jak żelazo, może być bardzo mocne.
Basically, it is lust that is moving, making the world go round. They say in English, love makes the world go round. Well, it's actually lust.
Tak jak w angielskim jest powiedziane, że miłość powoduje, że świat się kręci, to tak naprawdę jest to pożądanie.
On the other extreme is gold. Gold is very rare, it's very valuable.
Z drugiej strony jest złoto, które jest bardzo rzadkie i wartościowe.
It's very attractive.
Jest bardzo atrakcyjne.
And it's very soft.
Bardzo miękkie.
Pure 24 karat gold is so soft you can't really work with it to make something. It doesn't really, it's too soft.
24-karatowe złoto w wysokiej próbie jest tak miękkie, że nie można z niego zrobić żadnego praktycznie wyrobu. Jest zbyt miękkie.
And if you take that gold and melt it, then the glow of that gold, oh, that is so stunningly attractive.
Kiedy rozkopimy takie złoto, to ten blask tego złota jest zdumiewająco piękny.
And that, by the way, is what's describing the form of Radharani.
I to jest właśnie przy okazji przykład, który opisuje formę Radharani.
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. And she is the golden color of molten gold.
Ona jest właśnie tym złotym kolorem spotkanego złota.
This is a nice verse. Most of you know it, but we might chant it together. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Wait. Hold on. For those who don't know it, so we'll do it responsively. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
So I won't go through all the names of this pranam mantra, but this first one we can remember for now.
Nie będziemy omawiać wszystkich tych imion, które są zawarte w tej mantrze, ale pomówimy o pierwszym.
Tapta means molten, very hot. And Kanchana means gold.
Tapta oznacza bardzo gorący i stopiony, a Kanchana oznacza złoto.
And Gaura means also golden in color.
Gaura oznacza złoto, jeśli chodzi o kolor.
And Anga means limbs or the body, the physical body.
Ciało.
And then the feminine form of that is Angi.
I żeńska forma tego słowa to jest Angi.
So Gaura Angi, Gaurangi. So we have Gauranga, Gaura Anga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also was having the color in his form of Srimati Radharani. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we know, appears with this purpose in mind, and when he reaches around the age of 24, he decided to renounce his home and go to Vrindavan.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojawił się właśnie w tym celu, kiedy osiągnął wiek 24 lat, leżał się w domu i udał się do Wrindavan.
He doesn't manage to get there right away after he took sannyas.
Nie przybył tam od razu po tym, kiedy przyjął sannyasę.
In fact, it'll be a few years before he finally does go to Vrindavan.
Minęło dopiero kilka lat, zanim rzeczywiście udał się do Vrindavan.
First he travels to Jagannath Puri, and from there he goes to South India, and it's some years, at least 6 years or 8 years before he is able to go to Vrindavan.
Najpierw udał się do Jagannath Puri, potem do Puri w Indii, i zajęło to kilka lat, zanim dotarł do Vrindavan.
But all this time he's hankering to go. To go back home, to go to his home as the place of Radha and Krishna.
Ale cały ten czas właśnie pragnął, by udać się do domu, z powrotem do Vrindavan, do domu Radha i Krishna.
I'll get back to this point, but to take a little side trip. As you know, Krishna leaves Vrindavan to go to Mathura.
Wrócę jeszcze do tego punktu, ale tak, żeby odejść troszkę od tej myśli. Jak wiemy, wszyscy, Krishna opuścił Vrindavan, żeby udać się do Mathury.
And the residents of Vrindavan stay back in Vrindavan.
A mieszkańcy Vrindavan pozostali w Vrindavan.
Even though they're in such distress because Krishna's leaving.
Pomimo tego, że byli w takim nieszczęściu, że Krishna opuszcza ich.
So one might ask, why didn't they just go with Krishna to Mathura?
Więc można zapytać, dlaczego nie poszli z Krishna do Mathury?
Well, one reason is because they knew it won't be the same.
Pierwszym powodem jest to, że oni wiedzieli, że nie będzie to samo.
The love they feel, the intimacy they experience with Krishna in Vrindavan, that they will never find elsewhere than Vrindavan.
Że tą poufność, którą mieli w relacji z Krishną we Vrindavan, nie znajdą, tej poufności nie znajdą nigdzie indziej niż we Vrindavan.
And besides, Krishna promised that he would come back soon.
I poza tym Krishna przyznał, że wkrótce wróci.
And they, foolish as they were, they believed him.
I bardzo naiwnie uwierzyli mu.
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of course, always speaks the truth.
Oczywiście Krishna, najwyższa osoba Boga, zawsze mówi prawdę.
So he does come back, according to our acharyas.
On wrócił zgodnie z opinią naszych acharyów.
But when and how he comes, when he said coming back soon, his idea of soon and their idea of soon may be two different things.
A więc ta idea, kiedy on wróci, że wkrótce, to wkrótce ma bardzo różne znaczenie, jeśli chodzi o Krishna i ich pojęcie tego słowa wkrótce.
So the residents of Vrindavan are always in this mood of longing for Krishna, and similarly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this mood, so he wants to come to Vrindavan.
Więc mieszkańcy Vrindavan są ciągle w takiej rozłące z Krishną i podobnie Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jest w tej rozłące, dlatego chce wrócić do Vrindavan.
Eventually he gets to Vrindavan after a quite adventuresome trip through the Jarikhanda wilderness.
Ostatecznie wraca do Vrindavan po całkiem takiej najeżonej przygodami podróży przez gąszcze żonglu Jarikhanda.
And when he gets to Vrindavan, he spends not very much time, about 2 months. And during this time, he goes all around Greater Braj, visiting and discovering some of the places associated with Krishna's pastimes.
Kiedy przybywa do Vrindavan, to jest tam niedługo, około 2 miesięcy, podróżując dookoła Vrindavan i odkrywając miejsca rozrywek Krishna.
At one time he is wandering around the area of Govardhan Hill.
Pewnego razu wędruje wokół terenu Govardhana.
And he comes to a little village called Aritgram.
I przybywa do pewnej wioski nazywającej się Aritgram.
Aritgram? Aristagram. This is the place where Arishtasura was killed.
Tak analizuje Aritgram. To jest Aristagram, czyli miejsce, gdzie został zabitlary śpiasura.
After over the centuries, everyone had forgotten this, and Arishta became Arit, Arit.
I przez te wieki wszyscy już o tym zapomnieli, i Arishta stał się Arit.
But Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Lord, he could remember. So Arishta Gram, Arishta, this must be the place where must be Radha Kunda.
To właśnie miejsce, gdzie Arishta był zabity, musi być miejscem, gdzie jest Radha Kunda.
So wandering in this area, he came to a field, and in that field he saw a little pond. And he immediately knew this is Radha
Kunda.
Well, again, over the centuries it had it lost its grandeur and also its and the memory. People had forgotten that this is Radha
Kunda.
So how Radha Kunda came into existence has to do with Srimati Radharani's sort of her character, which can be sometimes, I don't know the word in English, in German they say trotzig, sort of spiteful, giving a hard time. She has a spite, do you know what it, to be in spite, to spite someone?
Więc to pojawienie się Radha Kundy ma wiele wspólnego z cechą charakteru Srimati Radharani, która lubi się drożyć.
Okay, let's hope that's kind of it. I see nodding heads, so maybe that word works.
Mam nadzieję, że to dobre tłumaczenie.
So, teasing is part of it. Anyway, so as some of you already know, but it's nice to hear again, Krishna had killed Arishtasura, this big bull demon that had entered into Vrindavan to cause trouble.
Krishna zabił Arishtasura, którego wielkim demonem w postaci byka, przyszedł spowodować kłopoty do Vrindavan.
And afterward he thought, time to celebrate.
Potem pomyślał, czas na
and what better way to celebrate than to have Rasa Lila? And how to start Rasa Lila? Play the flute. So he plays his flute and the gopis are coming to meet him. But on the way, Srimati Radharani is talking with Lalita and she's feeling some doubt.
Ale po drodze Srimati Radharani rozmawia z Lalitą i ma wątpliwości.
And she thinks, before we meet Krishna, maybe we should clarify some issue here.
Powiedziała, zanim spotkamy się z Krishną, powinniśmy tutaj wyjaśnić pewną rzecz.
The issue was that Krishna had just killed Arishta, and Arishta was a bull.
Rzeczą, którą trzeba było wyjaśnić, to jest to, że Krishna właśnie zabił Arishtę, a on był bykiem.
So they told Krishna, sorry.
Panu powiedziały Krishna, przepraszamy.
Don't get near us.
Nie zbliżaj się do nas.
You are contaminated.
Jesteś zanieczyszczony.
Contaminated? What do you mean?
Zanieczyszczony? Co macie na myśli?
You have killed a bull. This is very sinful. You're going to have to perform prayaschitta in order to counteract this great sin of killing the personification, the embodiment of Dharma. You'll have to perform prayaschitta for having killed a bull, which is the embodiment of Dharma. Krishna laughed. That was no bull. That was a demon in the form of a bull. There's no problem. It was just, you know, it was some, I'm killing demons, I'm not killing bulls. Radharani said, not so easy. Vritrasura was killed by Indra. Radharani was very learned in Shastra, it seems. She knew about these things. She said, Vritra was a Brahmana. Indra was killing this Brahmana, therefore he had to suffer reactions. He may have been just a demon in the body of a Brahmana, but he had to suffer for that. Krishna was silent. All right, so what do I have to do? Well, we've been told that the way to overcome such a terrible sin as this is you have to travel to all the holy places, all the tirthas, and take bath in each one.
Już powiedziano wam, że aby uwolnić się od takiego grzechu, trzeba podróżować do wszystkich tirtha, świętych miejsc i wykąpać się tam w świętych rzekach.
Now in India there are probably thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of tirthas.
W Indiach są setki, czy nawet tysiące takich świętych miejsc tirtha.
So Krishna was thinking for a moment how to simplify this process. He's not about to go leaving Vrindavan and going to all these holy places. All right, so he lifted his foot and he smashed it into the ground. With his heel, he made a hole. Big hole. Immediately water came up from below. This was the Ganga coming from Patala Loka, arising up through the bottom. And Krishna invoked, he called all these tirthas to appear in person.
I Krishna przywołał te wszystkie rzeki, te wszystkie święte miejsca, żeby pojawiły się tutaj osobiście.
So, all the waters of all the tirthas from all over Bharatavarsha were there in his kunda. So, very happily, he took his religious dip, his bath.
I wtedy pojawiły się tam wszystkie wody ze wszystkich świętych rzek. I Krishna przyjął właśnie taką religijną kąpiel w tym miejscu.
You can imagine Krishna taking bath, the very first one to bathe in what we now call Shyamakunda.
Możemy wyobrazić sobie, w jaki sposób Krishna pierwszy wykąpał się tym, co w tej chwili mamy jako Shyamakunda.
Nowadays when you see people in India taking religious bath, they will stand in the water up to their waist, then they will hold their nose and dunk themselves down three times or more in under the water. Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Osoby, które pojawią się w tych świętych miejscach pielgrzymi, wchodzą po pas w wodę, potem zatykając nos trzy razy przynajmniej zanurzają całą głowę.
So imagine Krishna doing that. He must have taken his you know, some of his ornaments off first, his peacock feather probably put aside so that it wouldn't get washed away.
Musiał na pewno zdjąć swoje ozdoby, na pewno zdjął piórka pawie, które mogłyby gdzieś pobierać.
Or maybe he said, here, Radharani, you hold that for a minute, please. But then what about his flute? He always had a problem losing his flute, getting it stolen. So anyway, we don't know what happened about that. So he took bath, he came out, he dried off. Apparently clothes were also available. Dry clothes. So he's all ready and he's okay. Let's have our rasa dance. But then Krishna said to the gopis, now what about you? You should also take bath in this country. Because you are also contaminated. What do you mean we are contaminated? We don't go around killing bulls. No, just by your being here in Vrindavan, Braja, you have not performed any pious activities. Well, they hadn't performed any sinful activities either. They were performing transcendental activities all the time because they were in Vrindavan with
Krishna.
But Krishna insisted they have to take bath. And they said, but we're not going to bathe in your kunda. Your kunda is all contaminated. Now all that sin from killing the Arishta has been mixed into the water of your kunda. If we bathe in your kunda, we're going to be come out more contaminated than before. No, that's not going to work. We will make our own kunda. All right, go for it. So Radharani took one of her bangles and started digging. Fortunately, she was not alone. There were millions of gopis. So if you take a million gopis, each with kankana, and get them all digging, then in a short time, what do you have? Then you have what became known as Kankana Kunda. Such a nice name. Kankana Kunda. Kankana Kunda. Kankana Kunda. Well, problem solved? No. There's no water in it. But Krishna offered, he said, no problem, if you like, I can take some of the water from my kunda, we can fill up your kunda. Na. Your water is all contaminated. We will take from Manasi Ganga. Oh, Manasi Ganga, that's, you know, quite some distance. And I mean, how are you going to carry the water? Where are the buckets? This is too much. So like this, there's a debate back and forth how to complete this process.
zaczęło się dyskusję, jak zakończyć tą całą sprawę.
Eventually Krishna invokes all of the Tirthas who had come as their watcher, and they come before Radharani.
Więc ostatecznie Krishna przywołał święte wody, które, te święte miejsca, które pojawiły się jako woda tutaj przed Śrimati Radharani.
And they all, one after another, they offer prayers to Radharani.
I teraz Radharani jedna po drugiej wszystkie ofiarowały modlitwy Śrimati Radharani.
Please, O Śrimati Radharani, you are the most, topmost devotee of the Lord. Please let us serve you.
I modli, te wszystkie święte miejsca modliły się do Śrimati Radharani, bo Śrimati Radharani to jest też największą wielbicielką. Prosimy, chcemy Ci służyć.
And they flattered her in so many ways.
I one pochlebiły jej tak na tak wiele sposobów.
And Krishna was standing and watching and listening and smiling.
Krishna stał tam, uśmiechając się, obserwował to.
Because Radharani's heart was being melted by all this flattery. Until finally she agreed, all right, let the waters come into my kunda. At this point Krishna took his flute. One of the many purposes or uses of his flute is for digging a hole which connects Shyamakunda with Radha Kunda.
I wtedy Krishna wziął swój flet i jeden z pożytków tego fletu jest to, że może przekopać taki kanał pomiędzy Shyamakundą i Radha Kundą, co właśnie jest robione.
So in this context, of course, Radha Kunda Radharani bathes in Radha Kunda.
Radharani kąpi się w Radha Kundzie.
And the time when she bathes is at midnight on the night of the full moon of Kartik.
I to jest w północ miesiącu Kartika.
Has anyone been to Radha Kunda on the full moon midnight of Kartik?
W ciągu pełni księżyca. Czy ktoś z Was był nad Radha Kundą w pełni księżyca w Kartika?
John. So, I highly recommend this experience.
Ja bardzo polecam to doświadczenie.
One can really feel the presence of Śrīmatī Rādhārāṇī. And her very sweet mercy. So, in relation to the flute of Krishna, I just wanted to read one little song. And this is from one poet, one Vaishnava poet who lived. He appeared apparently just after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. He was in the specific succession of Vallabhacharya. And he wrote poetry called The Treasure House of Love. He wrote it in Braja Bhasha. His name is, the poet's name is Raskan. The name of the poem, it is called here simply Senseless. Do you want to hear this poem? First, I'll attempt to read the Braja Bhasha.
Jalaki
Nagatabare magakhi na phagadare, garakhi na kachukare, vaiti bare sansuri, ekai suni loktagain, gain, ekai lota potabain, ekanike drigani, nikasi aga ansuri, kahai rasakani, so sabai, brajavani tavadhi, badikab kahai hai bhai, kula hansuri, kariyai upayai, vansha dhariyai katai, nahi upajai gau vansa, nahi bache peri bansuri. Something. On her way to the well to fill her water pot, she heard his flute. Now she can't keep her feet on the path. Nor can she accomplish a single task at home. She just sits there, sighing heavily. Another gopi who heard Krishna's flute falls senseless to the ground. And a third gopi rolls around on the floor. Tears pouring profusely from her eyes. Sings Raskan, quote, Krishna has killed them all. Raskan, the author, says, he is an executioner. And we are the laughing stock of our entire clan. Now we must cut down every bamboo tree. And make sure they never grow back. To ensure that Krishna will never play a bamboo flute again. Do you want to hear another one? Okay. Should I try the Brajabhasa again? Okay. This is called counting the time. Magahe rata dundare naina bhaye rasana rata vaguna gavana ki anguri gani harata ki sajani sagun nauti chalai nahi bhavana ki patikau ko eso ju nahi kahai sadhi hai rasakana ke avana ki mana bhavana avana savana me kahi odhikari daga bhavana ki. While watching the path for my beloved, my eyes began to roll.
Moje oczy zaczęły, tak,
While reciting his qualities, my tongue fell exhausted. While counting the time without him, my fingers have become worn. Oh, friend, I have not received even an omen about his arrival. Nor has any traveler mentioned when my Lord of Sweetness will come. He promised he would return by the rainy season. He has lengthened the limits of time, like Vamana, Vishnu's dwarf incarnation, stretched his size infinite times. Nice. Hare Krishna. So these are, especially this last one is of course expressing the mood of separation. And this is the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling his entire life. As we discussed 2 days ago, this is the mood of our acharyas, Srila Rupa Goswami, the six Goswamis. They're in this mood of separation from Krishna. But they're always anticipating the appearance of Krishna. There's these two things, the feeling of separation, which Srila Prabhupada encourages us to feel that separation from
Krishna.
So for the devotee, there's no such thing as business as usual. Business as usual. Sort of, there's no such thing as sort of routine life. Life is just what it is. No, because the devotee is always feeling, or cultivating this feeling that there is a profound absence. Yugaitam imeshena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinami. The devotee is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is indicating the aim of the devotee to feel this intense separation that makes one moment seem like a yuga.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tu wskazuje na cel wielbiciela, który właśnie podkreśla to, że jedna chwila jest tak jak yuga.
And then Mahaprabhu teaches us the mood of pure dedication to the Lord, what under any and all conditions.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu podkreśla to nastawienie wielbiciela,
Ashli Shiva Pararatam Pinashtamam Adarshanam Marmahatam Karotuva Yatatadava Viradatu Lampato Matpranana Dastu Sa Evanapana. That Lampata, that rascal, Krishna, I don't care what a rascal he is my Prananath, he is my Lord.
nie dbam tego, o to, jakim dla mnie jest Krishna, ale on jest moim życiem.
He may embrace me, Ashlisha, or he may trample me, Pinashtu.
Może mnie objąć, czy nawet stretować.
Adarshana, he may not appear to me.
Może nie pojawić się przede mną.
Yatatata va virada tu, lambata, whatever it is. However he treats me, I am always, he is always my worshipable Lord.
Ale jakkolwiek on traktuje, on zawsze jest moim najbardziej wielbionym Panem.
He is the Lord of my life.
On jest Panem mojego życia.
So this we are celebrating when we remember Srimati Radharani.
Właśnie to tak celebrujemy, kiedy pamiętamy Srimati Radharani.
And we are remembering him through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I pamiętamy Krishna poprzez Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And in this way we have opportunity. We can also participate in that love which is the pure love of Radha and Krishna.
W ten sposób mamy również sposobność uczestnictwa w tej miłości do Krishna przez tej miłości Radharani.
Jai Shri Shri Radhe.
Shyam.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna
Chaitanya Prabhu ki
jai.
So, now is some slideshow. Now is our time. Okay.
Mateusz, powiedz słownie.
Dodaj. Proszę, Kasimir, to prawo o przedstawienie planu. That will be RT, after RT slideshow.
Okay.